With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We're talking about cuddling in the studio. We thought maybe it'd spill out onto the air. There's a list of the different types of cuddling, I guess, and it actually says something about your relationship. Since Steve, you have a, I don't know what, how to phrase this correctly, more of a revolving door.
Okay. Yes. That's
true. Does your cuddling style change with the person?
It does.
And I almost feel, and I don't want to put you in an awkward position, but I feel like you probably don't cuddle a ton though. Cause it's like, you're not in relationships with most of these people. It's more like,
good point.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
Bada bang, we're done. And
pick out a kitten on your way.
Yes. You're right about that. So I don't do a lot of cuddling today, but back in the day.
You used to be a cuddler?
Yeah, I had to remember what style each one kind of.
Wow.
I know.
You have little crib notes?
A little bit, okay. All right.
Which one are you? Are you a spooner or are you a back-to-backer? A leg in twine? I had a time in my life where I would train my partners to do.
Your style?
Because I do. The way I used to cuddle is a half spoon, half leg in twine. Like, it's okay. Front to back, but then my top leg has to be bent.
Okay.
So our bottom legs are both straight against each other, and our top legs are bent.
That's not bad. Mm. That's not a bad one.
I mean, does anybody, Tiak, you want to come over here and lay down and try it out? I didn't read to see what it means.
Yeah,
so,
what's it mean? You're selfish and you demand your control
freak. If you're a spooner, you see eye to eye. You're merging your bodies together as one.
Yeah.
But then if you're leg entwined, though you and your partner have your own spaces, you still crave a connection. No, so I'm mostly a spooner. I used to mostly be a spooner.
Spooner, okay.
Yeah. What are you? Like, what's your main?
Yeah, probably spoon. Go for the spoon, but then you kind of learn what she likes and you kind of adapt to that. I don't want to force them, like you, force them to spoon the way I want it done.
Yeah, I have to, though, because that leg has to be bent.
Steve,
I can't have both legs straight.
Steve's always been a more generous lover, I think.
Yeah, thanks, T-Hack. I'm not selfish. I actually pay attention to what she wants.
Does anybody do the head on chest?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, for sure.
On her chest?
We both, yeah, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
No, the head on chest. Okay, everyone, start writing your angry texts. That's very much a feeling of protection, so the bigger person has to be the chest.
What if he wants to feel protected, too?
I don't like to bury my face between.
That's exactly why it can't be the other way, because it's not a cuddling position.
It's
if the guy is putting his head on your chest, he's on his way to something.
I beg to differ.
He's on his way to something. You just don't know. He may take a little while to get warmed up, but he's like, right?
He moves into the spoon after
that.
He's
like, head on chest is a protective sleeping arrangement. It can speak to one person feeling very safe and secure in their partner's arms.
Nice.
You actually...
It's mainly when, like, we're watching TV and I just need my head to be propped up a little more.
Yeah.
Oh, but so you're on him?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to, I want a selfie. No, I can't, because then you'd be, if you have clothes on, I want to see him. Have you ever laid on a girl's chest?
Yeah.
To like spoon or to
watch
like cuddle.
TV or, oh, yeah. No. Usually
it's on your way to something.
It's kind of a gender, but yeah, usually it's the other way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making sure. Back to back.
That's me. I'm back to back. My wife and I, I'd say.
I haven't read this one, but that feels distant.
Well, it says that it's reflective of a mutual respect for each
you
other.
You read these and you're saying
I couldn't
it,
agree more, I think.
Let me read. Each of you is comfortable.
Are your backs still touching?
We would cuddle more in the spooning position if it were up to my wife, but I'm more the back-to-back guy.
But when you're spooning, this is an important question, do you have the issue? Do you have to be big spoon?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know any guy who lets... God, why am I so...
My boyfriend trained me.
To be big spoon?
Yeah, because he would take the covers away in the middle of the night so I get cold. And so I'd have to be his little backpack and retrieve the covers.
Oh, you're like the backpack.
Yeah.
You're literally on his, like...
Corey's first day of school.
Oh, my God. Is that really true?
Yeah.
Can he stand up with you on
Probably,
his back?
Probably, yeah.
We realize
he has, when he has to pee in the middle of the night.
Right. We go together.
Flip around. My turn. there's a few other here, and we can throw all these up on our Facebook page. I've turned into, and I didn't read it, but like I've turned into different distances from the headboard.
No. Everyone, normal is your head is close to the headboard, hence the name headboard. You're scrunching down like towards the middle of the
bed.
I
do that too.
What? You're both down or just
me? It's there's something I don't know. Something happened in my brain. And I kind of like having my feet dangle. Is that weird? Do you do that? Do you get that far
no,
down?
I have the end thing so they can't dangle, but I get dangle. All the way to
feet
the end.
Feet out from the covers dangling? Yes.
Or the edge at the foot of the bed or the side of the
all
bed?
All the way off the foot of the bed.
You're that low?
I get that low.
That's how the boogeyman gets you.
Yeah.
With your feet sticking
it is,
out.
So you got to be ready. So I'll pull them back in if I start to sense something. But it's, and then sometimes I'll just shove the covers down far enough so they can dangle and they're still covered. You should try, there's something about the dangle that's like.
And the blanket's at like the back of your wife's knees for her?
We have more
still
than
up
one
at the
blanket.
Top?
Like okay. I started sleeping with the
duvet?
No, it's the thing that somebody on the air told me to
Comforter.
Get and I like it. It's the weighted thing.
Oh.
The super weighted blanket. I have like a...
Are you sure it's not pulling you off the
no,
bed?
No, it's like I have one of the heaviest ones you can buy.
The boogeyman's struggling. To
it's like 20-some pounds on my body.
So your head is nowhere near the headboard. It's way...
No, and I understand it's called a headboard, and the irony's not lost on me, but the end is called a footboard. Your feet aren't anywhere near it.
Is it called a footboard?
Yes, it's called a headboard and a footboard, what? Except I don't have a footboard on my bed. So my feet are the footboard. Doesn't matter. It says if you've been feeling like you and your partner are in different places, whoa, this might be a clue that it's not just in your head.
Wow.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,